That is good. Amen. Okay, let me read a word in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I was actually sharing this with all the life groups and leaders, and I just want to share with the whole body. What is it, one of the things that the Lord has laid in my heart after inquiring, seeking, praying about how we can be more effective as a church, as individuals. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, start there. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works in all in all. So God is working in all, everybody, each one of us is always working. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Do me a favor, as a person next to you, are you manifesting the Spirit? Come on, let's go. Ask that person. Because verse 7 says the manifestation or the expression of the Spirit is given to each one, meaning every member in the church, everybody, from the youngest to the oldest. And it's very difficult that in a setting like Sunday service like this, everybody can participate, can express the gift of the Spirit. Just a small group of people is usually serving, manifesting the Spirit. So, through the small gatherings of life groups or home groups, we want every individual, every member to manifest, to express the gift, the anointing of the Spirit that is in your life. We want to equip, train, and empower every member of the church to manifest the gift of the Spirit. Because it says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So that means that we need everybody manifesting, expressing the gift, the talent, what the Lord had deposited already in you for the rest of the body to be edified. Verse 11, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So imagine the Holy Spirit wanting to distribute, to deposit, to give you, to activate what he has for your life. Isn't that amazing? God is so good that I believe we are going to enter into a season where we are going to see the gifting of the Holy Spirit being activated on each one of us. That is my heart desire. That is what I believe is going to make us the church that God called us to be. And again, if you read here, it's everything about the Spirit of God in you and me working all these things. That's why I'm being just talking about the Spirit, talking about the need of the move of the Holy Spirit, talking about Joel 2:28, the prophecy of God for his people, and talking how that prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, when the church was born. What was it, the key, or what was it, the manifestation that brought the church to the public? It was the Holy Spirit. It was the gifting of the Holy Spirit. It was people being full of the Holy Spirit. And 120, not just the 11 apostles, 120 people full of the Holy Spirit went out and manifest this deposit, this expression of what, to me, God wanted that the church needs to look like. The Holy Spirit always moving. And we see on the scriptures that for the equipping of the church. The Holy Spirit is depositing, activating to every person, each one of us, giftings and talents, things that we need. I need from you things that I don't have many. So I want to encourage you to get plugged in life groups, because God wants to use you. And there's people out there that needs to come and receive from your gift, your talent. So there are three approaches that we want that the body start being used, every member, that we bring the harvest in, evangelize, and that we raise up new leadership. So I'm believing that by the end of this semester, we are going to double our groups. If each one of us go to a life groups, we are already good to multiply. We just need to bring two, three more couples or people, and we are ready to multiply. So my vision is that I already have everything that I need to multiply, with each one of you being leaders, having gifts and talents ready to be used. So we are ready to multiply. So we just need to start sharing with friends, families, co-workers, inviting them to come to life groups, saying, I believe there's going to be a manifestation. That is the heart of God, that each one of us manifests our gifting. And there's, we all have, is by the Spirit of God. So we need the Spirit move again. Amen. So let's run with this vision. Let's start. One of the things that I've been talking to Kaiofa students is many of us, we don't have, you know, the boldness to go to the streets and you know, approach people and all. And I understand that, but we have the power of social media now. So you have probably using social media, start posting there, putting the name of Kaiofa Hilltop out there, the live groups, start posting pictures. I want you to every Wednesday to take a small video of the meeting and just post it and says, hey guys, hey friends, hey family, we are here gathering together in these small groups. We are just having fun. We are fellowshipping. We are having food. I want you to come. You already have an area of influence to social media with a group of friends, co-workers. So I want you to be active on that, putting our name out there. It's really easy. You don't have to personally talk to anybody, but using the power of social media. So we are in this next semester trying to use social media to put the name of on our campus, Kaiofa, and we, the church Hilltop. So you use Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, start being active, take videos, take pictures, this gathering in the morning says, I'm going to church, and that is so powerful. This new generation sometimes don't want to talk to somebody, but they may going to read a post, something, when the, you know, the notification comes, ring, probably they gonna just quickly look, you know. So please, those are tools that we can use to invite friends, to let them know that here we are, that we have something that they need. We need to create an urgency in our friends that they need Jesus. They need Jesus. The very first step or thing that we need to do to create change is to put out there the urgency for something. And that starts, you know, in people's hearts and minds, the Holy Spirit starts talking to them. So please, I'm going to ask you to be active on this, and I'm believing that we are going to see many people coming to the Lord. Amen. All right, prophetic insights or prophetic coordinates for 2018. Let's see. There's a lot of things to say. So we are on 2018. We talk about number 8 being the Numbers and words in the Hebrew Bible means many things. The 22 letters of the alphabet symbolize and represents things. Also, the Hebrew alphabet don't have numbers, so letters represent numbers. And we were talking about the prophetic of God always has to do with a word and the number, the timing, the kairos of God. So the number 8 is represented by like a small house, means a wall. Number 8 means infinite, means new beginning, means that God is in this year going to start to release specific things. So I want to keep talking about that a little bit. Where there is no prophetic vision or where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is who keeps the law. So God wants to give us direction in his calendar so we are not ignorant of what is happening. So number eight means new beginnings, expansion, and infinite. Is the letter het or hit. I don't know how to pronounce it in Hebrew. So in the scripture, eight is related to justice and righteousness. Hit means a wall and is a biblical symbol for justice. So in this year, as we are already been seeing, the Lord is going to keep exposing unrighteousness and is going to keep establishing justice. So we are going to see a lot more of what we are already seeing on media. God exposing corruption in all levels. There's going to be a geopolitical change in the whole world. As he brings down governments, he is going to put to shame people who is being oppressing, who is being abusing power and position. He is going to bring justice. We already seen, but we are going to see an increase. The eighth blessing in the Beatitudes is Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So God is going to start putting in a different position his people. People that is being persecuted and abused, God is going to vindicate. God is going to lift them up. God is going to start putting people in places of authority, his people, because his calendar, because what he wants to do. So I want to focus a little bit on the key of David. Before we go to that, also, the eighth day marks in the Hebrew tradition the day where the males were presented before God for circumcision and to consecrate them as a set apart for that. So this is a year also where we need to cut. We need to cut things in our life that doesn't belong to the Lord. Just as in the eighth day, that presentation of going to a temple means separation for God. This year the Lord is calling us to cut bad habits, to cut out of our life those things that are toxic, to separate ourselves, to consecrate to him. So God is requiring us to take out of our life attitudes, actions, habits, customs. Every person, we have sometimes hidden things, but this year is a time for us to cut off and put ourselves in a position to be separated. Jesus even talked about cut off your hand and take out your eye, meaning separation, meaning consecration. This is the year because it's a year of righteousness and justice that the Lord is calling us to live in a holy life. Because also the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he wants for us to be clean vessels for him this year. So it's a time to cut off, just as the eighth day people present themselves to consecrate. To also, this year is a year of the prophetic, really, to transition to a new season. On the eighth day, when Jesus was presented, the Bible talks about Simeon and Anna being there. All prophets, and the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they start prophesying about new things, about what God was about to release in his calendar. So it's a transition between the old and new reform. You're going to see the Lord raising up a new generation of prophets, people full of the Spirit that are going to give direction on what the Lord wants to do, a transition from the old to the new, the eighth day in the calendar of God, as we see it on the Bible. So, the year of God imparting justice, God promotion, God is going to raise up many people into places of dignity and respect. Those that are really, really embracing a transformation, a time of reformation to go to a new thing that the Lord is doing. I think we're going to have a taste of that next month, as Derek here is having a prophetic gathering, and we're going to have on Sunday is the 25th, I believe. Somebody that is going to come to speak to us, a prophet of God. So I want to encourage you to be praying about that. I believe the Lord is going to speak to us, not just as a church. He's going to speak to the city, and he's going to release something afresh in our midst. So that's going to be February 25th. Right, Derek?
Yes, sir.
So I want to start praying for that. It's not just for us. There's going to be meetings Friday and Saturday. But on Sunday, I think we're going to have the privilege and honor to hear for Chris Berglund, I believe is his last name, a person who I've been listening to him, and he's hearing from God. So I'm really excited about that. Let's pray about that gathering for us. So the year of God imparting justice. King David was the eighth son of Jesse. Many scholars says that after Jesse presented seven sons, he forgot about David somehow, that he had another one. Somehow, some scholars says it because there was something there, you know, the psalm that says, David says, I was conceived, you know, in sin and all that. So there's some theologian says about David, conception wasn't the right way, but anyway, he was forgotten by his dad, somehow rejected. He wasn't material for leadership, you know, in Jesse's eye, but God says, this is my chosen one. So this is the year of the key of David, the key that opened and closed. Isaiah 22:22, the key of the house of David, I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open, and no one shall shut, and he shall shut, and no one shall open. Also, if we move forward to Revelation 3:7, talks about the keys of David. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things say, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one's open. So God is putting over our shoulder authority, government, to bring down walls, to establish righteousness and justice, to bring down strongholds, to establish the kingdom. The kingdom in the mind of Jesus in Matthew 6 says, seek first the kingdom in its righteousness. So in the mind of Jesus, the kingdom is righteousness. The kingdom is authority. The kingdom is government. The kingdom is justice. And this is the year where 2018, the Lord is as I say, is going to impart justice. We're going to see a lot of things being shaken in governments, in persons on high levels of authority in positions being exposed. And we are seeing a lot of that. The keys, and obviously the keys open and close in what God is saying, prophesying, the keys of David are going to be given to us. He's talking about authority. He's talking that we have the elements necessary to establish the kingdom of heaven here. And I want to expand a little bit on this. If we go to Matthew 16, verse 18 and 19. And here we have Jesus talking. Let's start on verse 17. Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." And the revelation is that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Only the Holy Spirit can bring this revelation to anybody. "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." What is the rock? The revelation that Jesus is the Messiah. "And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And wherever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And wherever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven." Heaven is waiting for us. And the earth is waiting for us to manifest the kingdom of God. Because Jesus says, "I'm giving you the keys." What keys? The keys of the kingdom, of the keys of David, the keys of the government, the keys of authority to bind and to loose. Jesus wanted to the apostles and the church be clear about this principle, that we are the ones who really have the power to open, to bind. So we read the prophecy in Isaiah is about to open and close. And we read here in this verse that is about bind and loose. So there are different activities and different calls that the Lord wants us to operate and to understand that we have the power and authority to activate heaven, open a window of opportunity for heaven to be manifested here on earth. And that is up to us, the believers. Because clearly we read the keys close and open, and also here the keys of the kingdom, bind and loose. Let me expand a little bit on this principle, on a powerful example of what the Lord wants us to operate, start to seeing and start to manifest the kingdom. In Luke 13, this is a powerful example of how we need to start operating in this authority that we have. Luke 13, verse 11. Let's start on 10. "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. 18 years. How many years? 18 years. Pay attention to the numbers on the Bible. Always means something. Always means something. And there's revelation every time that we see numbers. 18 years. So what the number 18 means? Righteousness. Justice. We read the blessing, those that are being oppressed, you know, be set free, the kingdom given to them. So for 18 years, 18 is 3 times 6, right? 6 is the number of men. So here comes Jesus to establish a spiritual truth here. Pay close attention to this. "But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loose. You are loose from your infirmity.' And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." 15. The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years be loose from this bond on the Sabbath?" Pay attention to this. This woman access to this blessing of the 18 being received justice from God, who is a righteous, and being loose because Jesus says this woman being a daughter of Abraham, what he was saying, she has a covenant. She has a promise on her life. Therefore, it is no rightful for anybody who is under the covenant, who is under the promises of God through Abraham, to be bound, to be sick, to be oppressed by Satan. Therefore, this is the year, this is the Kairos time for her to be set free, because she has a right, because her position as a daughter of God. And we have positioned ourselves as a children of God. We have positioned ourselves with the right to receive our inheritance in Him. This year, 2018, we are going to see God destroying the works of Satan. We want to see God setting people free, people that is been suffering from infirmities, people that is bound by sin, is going to be free, and we have the power to lose them. We have the power to minister to them. We have the power to come in the name of Jesus and declare, "You are loose of this infirmity. You are loose of this addiction," because God is getting ready to activate this blessing in His people. So, we read it that Jesus told Peter, "I give you the keys to bind and loose in the 2018. Justice is going to be established. If you are here, if you are being suffering on any area of your life, believe that the Lord wants to set you free today. Before you go out of this place, we're going to pray for you to be free of any infirmity, any oppression from the enemy. Let me read it again, because this is so powerful. So, verse 16. "Ought not this woman, being a daughter..." Please repeat. If you are a daughter or a son, repeat, "I am a son of God." And you repeat who you are. You have rights. You have rights to receive. We have covenant, hallelujah, in Jesus, whom Satan has bound. So, Satan is the one who many times has people bound by sin, with sickness, with infirmities. "For 18 years be loose from this bond on the Sabbath." So, the principle is that we have the authority to loose people. We have the authority to loose people. So we loose people and we bind the works of Satan. We have the authority to pray for somebody, just as Jesus lay hands, this scripture says, and took authority, broke that oppression from Satan, and she was healed, set free. So we loose people and we bind the works of the enemy. Amen. This is the year 2018 where we are going to see, to those who had revelation, and now we are getting revelation, that this is in the calendar of God for this year. For us to, we talk about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit has manifestations, and this is one of the manifestations, that we have the keys, that we have the authority to bind, to loose people. Amen? And the Bible says that we have the keys to open doors and close doors. Let's read on Matthew 16. Again, we already read it, but I want to point out something there. Matthew 16, 18 and 19. Verse 18, I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, or the gates of hell. So we have the key to close the doors of hell. What is this mean? Means two things. One, we are not going to let Satan to open that door for people still going to hell, humans. So we are going to close the door. How? We are going to take authority. We are going to destroy his works. We are going to set people free. So we are closing the door of hell for people not to keep going that way. Also, we are going to close the door of hell for demon activity. Stop it in the name of Jesus. So we have that key. And it says, I'm going to give the authority to an anointing man, a pastor, an apostle, or a prophet. No, the church. The church. The church is the right vehicle where this anointing needs to flow. And that's why Satan wants to divide the church, wants to prevent the church to have revelation and understanding, because it's to the church who God gave the keys, to the church who God gave the authority, the body of Christ. That's what I've been talking in the last 6 months a lot about the church, preparing us to start flowing into this anointing for 2018, the anointing that we have to close, to bind, to loose, to let eternity, where everything is already being established, be manifested here on earth. How? Declaring, binding, loosing, establishing, operating in righteousness. Amen. So, doors being closed. And you remember that in the Passover, when God was getting ready to bring the people out, you know how they killed the lamp, and they put the door on the doorpost. There was blood there as a sign of the covenant. And you may think, what about a window? Could this, the spirit of death go, you know, inside through a window? What about a hole on the wall? Why the door? Because on the Bible, the door is a place of authority. If you remember, if you watching those movies with castles, when they are fighting, they are always go to the door. And you see people throwing everything, chairs, tables, you know, to prevent the toilet seat, everything to kill people and prevent them to gain the door access. Because once you take possession of the door, you have the authority to enter into that place. So we see on the Bible that people gather at the door of the city to deal, you know, with situations, to make transactions, because the door is the place of authority. And we are the keepers of the doors of the kingdom. We have that authority to bind, to loose, to allow or not allow. So we have to start identifying the things in our life, in that church, in that city, where we know Satan has an oppression, where Satan has a stronghold, and we need to take authority and establish righteousness. When we see something that before the eyes of God is not right, we have the power and authority to stand and come and rebuke and take authority and lose people. We are about to experience revival in our midst when we have the revelation of what the Lord is doing in 2018. He's establishing righteousness and justice, and he's going to do it through us, because we have the keys, we have the authority, we have the power, we have the spirit in us. It's his promise, it's his timing for 2018. Amen? Are you ready for this? Do you believe this? Yes, each one of us, we just read it, the Holy Spirit depositing, activating the gift of the Spirit. We just read it, the keys, the authority that we have, 2018, the year of God imparting justice. So if you are going through a situation when you need God's intervention, this is your year. This is your year to see the breakthrough, to
to get that victory. It is your right, because we are a people of covenant in the name of Jesus. I'm going to close today with reading Matthew 28:18. Now, because we understand, we know that we have the key. We know that we have the authority. We know that we can lose people, just as Jesus lose this woman for 18 years suffering. We have the authority to lay hands, to command infirmities, to command oppressions to go, to set people free, because we have the key. Matthew 28:18, if the worship team wants to come, please. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He's establishing something here, something for us to understand, something for us to receive, to grasp, to believe, to start operating. He says, because on heaven and on earth, I have all authority. If I say something, that goes. If I say something, that is established, because I am the man. Basically, I have the power. I know what I'm talking about. I have the authority to do. But he says, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not, because I'm going to the Father. This is so powerful. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. But you do it now. You do it. I'm giving that authority to you. I'm giving you the keys. I'm giving you the anointing. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you can start operating in this anointing, in this authority. I'm giving you the keys to the believers, to the church. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Go and get people safe. No. Go and make disciples. Go and reproduce yourself into other persons. Go and impart what you have, my spirit in you. Make disciples. Bring them to the kingdom. This is a whole other level of getting people safe. Making disciples is the call of the church. Making disciples. Imparting yourself, reproducing Christ in you into another person is by the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a wonderful call. I'm getting excited for what I believe the Lord is going to do in our life, in our midst, in Hilltop. So, also, there's a lot of discussion about the word go here. And I don't have time to go into that, but the original didn't say go, as we understand that there's a special people that is commissioned to go. No, that's not what this scripture says. The original says, as you live your life, basically. The command here, the verb, is make disciples. It's not go. So therefore, because we understand that there's just a group of people that is had the call to be separated to go to other places, to the whole world, to evangelize, then the rest of the body don't do much about it. No, the original word says, as you live, as you go about your daily life, make disciples. This is what the original says. I also was with a theologian that has a PhD, 2 or 3 degrees, teaching me about this word, go. He says it's about the identity of the church that is being lost. The missionary identity of the church that in our everyday life we share with our friends, families, co-workers, and we make disciples of them. We teach them. We have the authority teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
And I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The one that says, I have all power and authority, and thereof saying, and I'm with you. You are not doing this alone. You are never doing this alone. Because I'm with you, the Holy Spirit. That's why we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because when we have the Holy Spirit in us, through us, we are walking in the supernatural. We are walking in things high and above what we can do with our own abilities. That's why we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain. And this is a year where the Lord is doing that. Do we want it? Let's stand on our feet. Close in prayer. Be blessed. If you have to go, please feel free. I'm so glad that you came today. We are just going to finish in prayer. And I believe God wants to heal you, set you free, pour out His Spirit on you as never before. This is the year of the supernatural of God. Increasing, multiplication, expansion in the prophetic calendar of God. I want us to experience that. I'm going to encourage you to see yourself as an instrument of righteousness and justice. That when the Holy Spirit reveals to you something that is not right according to the promises of God, you're going to stand firm in your position, and you are going to command Satan, any demon from hell, to lose, to let go. God gave us the key. The government is upon our shoulders. The authority in the name of Jesus. Let's start using it. Let's start using it. Let's start to see the miracles, the signs, the wonders. Not just as an event. As we go. As we share Jesus. We need to know this. That we are anointed. That we have authority, that we have power. I have power on heaven, on earth. God respond to our voice. Heaven respond to our voice. There are things already being prepared for us to experience this year, and we probably are not experiencing because we don't have the revelation, we don't have the faith. But today, the Holy Spirit is giving us revelation. Heaven is waiting on us. That we pray here on earth. That we declare here on earth. That we open our mouth. For small things, for supernatural and big things. Because our God is great. He is able. Let's believe for more. Prayer, intercession. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, right now. Set us free. Transform our minds. The old forms, Lord, we want the new. We want transition. We want a transition to the new, the fresh, the latter rain. Release prophecies, dreams and visions, direction. Thank you, Lord. 2018, we are going to establish the kingdom, righteousness and justice in our life, in our family, in our church, in our city, the city of Peoria. We are exposing the works of Satan. We command any stronghold to come down. Anything that exalted itself, coming down, we declare Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Of, in our life, in our families, in our city. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are going to keep shaking in things, bringing down governments, exposing corruption,
righteousness and justice. Thank you that it's a new beginning for us. Hallelujah. All the things that you had planned, we want them, we receive them. In the name of Jesus, be magnified. Thank you, Jesus. We have the keys to open. Father, I declare that you are opening doors right now for us. Father, we are opening the doors for our families to get safe, to enter into the kingdom this year. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, just start seeing your family entering into the kingdom right now. Open that door for them. You have the power. You have the authority. Open that door for your family members. Open the door for your friends, co-workers, neighbors to enter into the kingdom. We have the power. We have the key. So we are opening those doors for people to get safe, to enter into the kingdom. It's time today, Lord. Hallelujah. We are opening those doors for Hilltop Campus Church to operate on your high call, Lord. We are opening the doors of our own building. A good place for us this year. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Doors are being opened for us, Father, to be Hilltop, to be a church on the top of the hill, shining brighter and brighter for you. In this city. Hallelujah. Open up, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are binding the works of Satan. Right now. We are closing the door of the past. Past experiences. In the name of Jesus. We are closing that door. And opening the door of the new things for Hilltop Campus Church in Caiofa. We are entering in, Father, in this year, 2018. Each one of us closing the door of the good and bad experiences of the past for the new experiences in you. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are free of any oppression. Free of any infirmity or sickness. If you are sick in your physical body, receive your healing right now. It is your right. You have a covenant with the living God. God establishing justice for you. Suffer no more right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. Hallelujah. Father, all infirmities being removed. In the name of Jesus, all chains being broken right now. I declare every person here free, free to experience the Holy Spirit. Free to express, to manifest the gifting of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Receive. Receive. God is here. If you need prayer, if you want to come to the front, to the center, feel free. Thanks for coming. We are commissioned to bring the kingdom, to make disciples, to multiply, to expand. Hallelujah. You have the keys. You have the keys for places to be open. In your workplace, your neighborhood, your family, you have the keys. Use it. Start to using them today. Hallelujah. God is about to release His glory as never before to the body of Christ. Listen to me. The latter rain, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we want to be part of that in 2018. Let's move into this. The keys are in your hands. The keys are in our hands. It's in the name of Jesus. All power, He says. I have all power on heaven and on earth. Therefore, go. I'm with you. Always. Always, every day, I'm with you. Wow. He's with me. I carry Him wherever I go. God, give us this revelation. Activate this revelation. That we carry your presence and therefore your anointing, your authority, the government of the kingdom and the righteousness of the kingdom for us to establish it. Oh, thank you, Lord. I declare a supernatural walk in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you more, Lord. More right now. Pour out more. Each one of us. Each one of us. The fire of your presence. Receive right now. Holy Spirit. I declare there's nothing that hinders us now to experience the freedom that is in you. Nothing from our past. Hallelujah. We break those chains. And now we extend our hands to our future. And our future is now. Thank you. Oh, more. Receive right now. Touch, Holy Spirit. Touch. Thank you that you go with us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. We're just going to keep praising and worshiping for a few more minutes. Feel free to go. If you need prayer, I would love to pray for you. I believe in miracles. Somebody else can pray for you too. This is a church that walks in the supernatural power of God. With miracles, healings, signs and wonders. Yes. This is a church that is in the heart of God. Listen. The church has been kidnapped by pastors, denominations, doctrines. But God is saying, I want my church back. The church that is full of the Holy Spirit and power. I want my church. Listen, this year, God is taking back His church. Yes. We're going to experience it. It is time for the Holy Spirit, for the church that God intended to manifest here on earth, to start manifesting. Yes, yes. He's putting a demand of the pastor, people like me, leaders in the church, telling, give me my church back. I am the head of the church. I am the good shepherd. I have the clear direction for my church. That's what we want. That's what we want, and we all are part of the church. And we are saying, yes, Lord, according to your plan and your purposes, it is you. It is you. We are just stewards of what the Lord wants to do. Different positions in a structure, yes. Yes, with order, yes. But He is the head. Let's open our hearts to what He wants. Amen. We are being studying, reading what He wants. And we want that. We say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Right? Be blessed. Thanks for coming. See you tomorrow. We just want to worship for a few more minutes. If you want to respond, if you need prayer, God wants to touch your life. Amen.